This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was kind of like this moment for both of us. Oh my God, I'm getting so much.
I try not to feel too guilty about abruptly leaving voice hugs, which I do actually feel very guilty about. We should have said something, you know, if it's like your friend, you don't ghost your friend, right? You're like, hey, I'm going through something. BRB.
Welcome to Voice Hugs, a podcast on becoming your best self and embracing all seasons of life with open arms. It's your host, Viv and Ro.
Wow.
It's been a minute.
Hi, everyone.
Viv, what happened?
You know, 1 week turned into 2 weeks, turned into 2 months, turned into now they're serving pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks, and we skipped a whole season of recording.
Crazy. But hey, embracing all seasons of life with open arms, I feel like we needed a season of rest.
Rest and play.
Of recalibrating.
Yes.
Of re-getting to know ourselves so we can reflect more for this podcast.
Of living a little bit more of life.
Yes, and also reflecting on the fact that we should have done a better job at keeping you guys updated on what was happening. Yeah. Viv's partner was like, if there's one thing you do moving forward, it's just to be consistent or to communicate about breaks. And we're like, okay.
Yeah, he was like, you can't just leave and not say anything. And yeah, you know, after a certain amount of time passed, we were just like, I don't know, do we say something now?
That's too late. And then we keep going, we'll come back next week. We'll come back next week. So please accept our formal apologies. We have very exciting things in the works. This is what we're going to call season 1.5 until episode 55, because it's just like a nice round number and it'll take us to the end of the year. And we're gearing up for season 2. Yay. We'll share what all of that means toward the end of this episode.
Even though we haven't been publishing episodes, we've definitely been thinking about Voice Hugs, planning for the future of Voice Hugs, so we're still very much here. Even my friends, I would meet up with them and they'd be like, so are you still doing Voice Hugs? And I'd be like, yes, sorry.
And not just with Voice Hugs podcast, there will also be Voice Hugs other things that we've briefly touched upon in the past that we'll keep you guys updated on what we're doing.
So with that being said, so much has changed in the last 4 months. I think the last episode we published was June 13th. Mm-hmm. And at that time, you were in Taiwan. You were in the process of moving from New York to LA. You're now living in sunny California. I feel like my life has changed a lot too in the last few months. So this episode will be a great, I don't know, I think it'll be nice for us to paint a picture of where we are now, catch up a little bit, and then wrap up season 1.5. So tell us, what has been new with you since moving to LA?
I feel like a new person. Like, I'm not even trying to be dramatic. I'm not trying to be any type anything. I'm just like, I feel so much lighter than when we even recorded when I was in Taiwan. I feel like I didn't even know I was going through something, but I'm I'm gonna say, like, I went through it. I think I'm still, like, at the tail end of it. And I think whatever it is that I'm going through may be, like, a lifelong going through and, like, continually letting go. It's been very emotional. It's been very challenging in some ways, but it has also been very rewarding in many ways. The best way I feel like I can paint this picture is through... So we went to see Coldplay yesterday, and as many of you know, like, and as we've shared on this podcast before, like, I don't really listen to as much music anymore, but Coldplay has a very, very special place in my heart. It was one of my brother's, like, favorite bands, artists of all time, and their album Viva La Vida just so happened to come out around the time of his passing. We went yesterday. Like, I knew it was gonna be fun, I knew it was gonna be emotional, but I didn't know as soon as the show started and Paradise started playing, and you know how the lyrics goes, like, when she was just a girl, aww, she expected the world. Even now, like, my eyes are just misting and tearing up.
Yeah, my eyes just got a little watery.
And I was just like, and it wasn't even like cute crying, like teardrops like falling down, it was like and like, aww, I couldn't even move. I just like held on to James and like the emotions and the crying was just like feeling so much for my younger self. And I think that was a huge thing that I like didn't really expect to face. I mean, I didn't know what I expected to face when I came back, but I think just like so much has come out. I've discovered so much more. I've made peace with so much more that it felt so cathartic in that moment. I wasn't sad. It was just like a letting go. I feel you. I see you. Like, I love you to that younger self. It was kind of like this moment for both of us. Oh my God, I'm getting so emotional. Yeah. And then the rest of the show was like really fun. You go through everything else. The Scientist played, followed by Viva La Vida. I think at that time I was just like feeling it, happy, sang along. It was beautiful. And then Yellow. I'm skipping everything in between. And it ends with Fix You.
Shut up.
It ended with Fix You.
Shut up. Like, that was the last song.
It was like the second to last song.
Wow.
That song in and of itself is very emotional. Chris Barton actually wrote it for his then wife when her father passed. So it is a song about loss and healing. I never usually do this because I think it's weird when people film themselves when they're crying. But I was like, I'm filming this. It's just like a little POV cam of James and I singing. It really was like a full circle moment, feeling from my younger self, everything that she's gone through, being grateful for everything that she's gone through. And the fact that we came so far together, it just like was so symbolic. This is an end of a chapter and a beginning of a new one. I didn't expect any of this to happen. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I should give more details probably.
No, I think that's so sweet. What's really interesting to me about like everything that you just shared, and just to like paint it from my perspective a little bit as well, as a friend who's like watched you go through all of that, when you left to New York, you were different than who you are now. And it's like, obviously, right? But that was what, like 8 years ago. But I think also at that time, you were so young, you were figuring yourself out. In some ways, you were running away, you were escaping, you were starting a very, very like independent life where you were single for the first time in a very long time. You were focusing on just other things in your life you've never focused on before. When you physically leave a space that's comfortable for you, you go somewhere else, it's easier in some ways to change who you are, right? It's like you're not surrounded by the things that you used to be tempted by. If you're with friends who are, you know, always doing a certain thing, you're more tempted to do that. When you go somewhere else, it's almost like this opportunity to start over. However you want to define it, escaping, trying something new, like, you know, it could be a balance of both things. Yeah. But I think like what's really special to me is that this is the first time you have moved back to LA. You're moving back and you're planning to settle back in the home area that you grew up in. And I think that in and of itself is so much because it brings you back to that time where you did live here. Like no matter what, as much as you have changed, it will in some way, shape, or form bring you back to that, I don't know, 20-year-old, 22-year-old row. Even maybe younger, right? Like 18-year-old row, 15-year-old row. So to be able to move and take that time to heal. I mean, I don't know if it's heal. It's kind of like what you said, like letting go. It's like you are acknowledging how much you've grown, how much you've changed, and also just giving so much love to that younger you who just needed that love at the time and recognizing that you needed that love.
Even now, there's actually a journal entry that I pulled up, and even just the way that I wrote, this is just the two lines I wrote of the concert. All caps, super bold, OMG. Coldplay was all caps, unreal, period. Lowercase, unreal, period. 'Twas a trip, tears of sadness and tears of joy.
That's it.
That's all I was capable of writing at that time.
Yeah. Especially, yeah. It's like in that moment, you obviously felt the emotions, right? Tears of joy, tears of sadness. But it's like hard to put a word to that. Yeah. It's hard to like explain what that means. It's hard to even understand what that means. And so that is actually really, really full circle having that journal entry, being in LA at that time, and then now returning back to LA, going to the concert.
I'm pretty sure I cried during Paradise in 2012 or like 2011 too. Wild. It's absolutely wild. Wow. And we were just talking about this too, of how as much as we talk about feeling our feelings and as much as we share about the importance of sharing our feelings and getting in touch with our feelings, that you realize you're really good at not feeling your feelings. And yeah. We high-fived each other.
Yeah! You know, as you were sharing your Coldplay experience, which just happened yesterday, yeah. I was like, wow, isn't it funny how we have such similar experiences? But like, we didn't even talk about that coming into this call. Mm-hmm. This summer, I decided to go on a trip to New Orleans, and one of my best friends was living there. She was there for one more month, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna visit you. She was going through some stuff, so I was like, okay, I'll be there. I go there, and it's the same weekend that another friend is staying with her. And this friend I've known since middle school, but we're not close friends. I've known him since middle school. We went to high school together, but like not ever someone I hung out with ever. It was just someone I knew I'd say hi to. We have the same birthday. And so I was a little bit nervous like going on this trip because my best friend is obviously my best friend, someone I'm really close to. And then there's this other person who I've known for so long. And we counted the years. It's been 20 years since I've known him.
You've known him for longer than you didn't, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was joking with him. I was like, I've known you since before I started my period. Like I was a... We were babies.
This is crazy.
We were babies. As I'm getting to know him, it's like I'm getting to know this young 30-year-old, right? Not an 11-year-old. I'm getting to know this like young, he's in his early 30s. It's like, Wow, it is so incredible to be in your presence and be thrown back to middle school where I was so insecure. I was so scared of the world. I did not know how to operate at all. I did not know how to make friends. I did not know how to do anything. Like, I felt like I didn't know how to do anything. And it just felt like I was scrambling all the time to like just make sure that I'm okay. And so I think that weekend ended up being so healing in a way that I really didn't expect. I felt so much love for my younger self in the same way that you did. And it was really, really cool to hear his experience in middle school and all the crappy things he felt at that time and how we kind of overcame that or processed that or let go of that, and, you know, like where he is now on his journey and where I am now on my journey. And I thought what was so beautiful about the whole thing was, for someone who, like myself, for someone who I'm like always comparing myself to other people, I didn't feel that weekend. I felt like I'm just simply getting to know this person, what has played out in the last 20 years, where they are now, and I'm sharing exactly the same. Like, I'm not feeling like, oh, like, wow, he's way more successful than me, or like, wow, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was just really getting to know someone and their story and to remember them as an 11-year-old. And I was like, aww. Oh my God. You didn't even hit puberty. Like, your voice wasn't even deep yet. So I started off my summer that way, and I just felt this new, like, I just felt very energized to love myself a little bit more, take care of myself, live life a little bit more. And I try not to feel too guilty about abruptly leaving voice hugs, which I do actually feel very guilty about. But I was thinking, like, I need this break. We should have said something, you know, if it's like your friend, you don't ghost your friend, right? You're like, hey, I'm going yes. through something. BRB. Yeah, my summer is a lot about just finding movement, easy movement, walking, taking new studio classes, a lot of building routines, eating healthier. And I know it sounds simple, but last year was like none of that. So this year it was just so refreshing to be able to get out of bed and just feel like I can enjoy every day and not stress and, yeah, live a little bit.
Aww. Mm-hmm. I feel like you said that so simply, but knowing you for all of these years, and especially the past couple of years, we sometimes forget the simple fact of like being able to get out of bed is like the biggest win. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you've obviously gone through a lot, through all the different spectrums and feels and life happenings, but to see you so much lighter and to see you so much happier, like baseline happier, to enjoying life. It's not even like grandiose, like, oh, I'm doing all these things, but just like to be able to enjoy the little moments, like walking Charlie, mm-hmm. like hanging out with your partner, doing things throughout the years of like painting your nails and getting creative with it, ceramics, dinner parties. Yeah. I'm proud of you. And I think our younger selves would be very proud of us too.
Yeah. Thank you. I think our younger self would be really, like, I don't think we would have ever guessed that we would be where we are today. Yeah. At least I didn't think that. I think that's what's, like, so special about life. And I was kind of joking with my boyfriend the other day. We were taking Charlie on a walk, and I was like, what is the meaning of life? And just like joking with him about it, like, but really, what is it? Because I need to know. And it's so different for everyone, right? Like, everyone finds a different purpose for themselves. They find different things meaningful. They value different things. And then I started joking, like, maybe it's not the meaning of life. Maybe it's the circle of life. And it's kind of like even what you said, you know, it was like a full circle moment for me. It was a full circle moment. And it's just that you have these baseline things of what's important to you. You know, I want to be a good person. I value family, whatever that might be for you. But then your day to day is, it just happens, and you pick up a routine, you go on autopilot. Once you go on autopilot for too long, you're like, I need change. And then you go through this like period of transition, and you go through it again. And it's just like this circle that you're constantly living through and like till the end. And that's kind of how I've been feeling with everything. I think Voice Hugs has been such a cool and different experience because you're reflecting all the time. You're talking all the time, but not that your reflections are always what you truly feel either. You look back, you know, and you're like, oh, actually, I was just coping. like what you shared, or like, oh, actually, I knew that at that time, but now I know something more. And so maybe mm-hmm. part of it is just like, that is what life is about. It's like growing, shedding the layers, you know,
stagnating, wanting change, changing, and doing it all over again.
And it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. And that's okay.
So Viv shared this with me before we started recording. And the funniest thing was, do you want to share? You're like, boyfriend, what is the word? What is our word for going through this thing? What is the word, Viv? You're like, it's not this, it's not that.
It's not transitions. It's not like, what is it? Is it like change? He was like, oh, maybe it's like seasons. And I was like, oh, like embracing all seasons of life with open arms? With
open arms?
I was like, the answer is right in front of us. That is the meaning of life.
That is the meaning of life. Yeah, I feel like this is a great transitional season. I feel like season 1.5, the upcoming couple of episodes, it's kind of like fall or spring. It's transition into like a harder hitting season. So how would you describe season 1.5, and then what is season 2?
Okay, season 1.5 is like closing of our chapter, of our first voice hugs chapter. You know, like we did it. We took a break to live a little bit and reflected. We are different now than we were in season 1.
That we are changed say. Woman.
Yeah. Season 2 is going to be different in the sense that I just feel like it's going to be a lot more energy in a good way. Mm. Like there's mm-hmm. going to be a lot more guests. There's going to be a lot more excitement in a way. How would you describe it?
I would say season 1 is it's a lot more us.
Yeah.
Which is totally fine. There's still going to be a lot of us in season 2, but there'll just be additional guests who we can share kind of like their excitement of life and like their journeys and their seasons and what that looks like. I'm personally really excited because I feel like the guests that we have so far, they're very, like, I love all of them as individuals. And I just feel like they all have such different stories. They all have such different purposes and, you know, the medium that they used to create, how they create. It's all creation, but it's all very different. I think the essence of voice hugs, it's still going to be threaded throughout these interviews and these conversations, but just to be able to kind of extract knowledge and findings. Oh my goodness. Knowledge and findings, and hear from friends and hear from these amazing humans, creators, entrepreneurs, artists, professionals on how they got to where they are today, on how they navigate the highs and lows of life, on how they move through the different seasons. I think it'll be very exciting. And I think that's kind of where the energy and the excitement comes from, where it's no longer just like Viv and Ro in a closet.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of, okay, I just thought of something. I just thought of something. Okay, so season 1 was about you guys getting to know us getting to know each other and ourselves. And we were in the closet. And now we're stepping out of the closet and we're bringing it out to the world. To literally. Other people. Yeah, like literally the Voice Hug brand is going to step out into the world.
What else can we expect, Viv, beyond just podcasts?
So we've been talking about this for a very long time. Voice Hugs merch/a voice hug shop. We have a lot of things that are actually very close to final. Do we hint it now? Should we vaguely hint what it is?
We should hint. Not like fully give it away, but like vaguely hint. Like it is something you can gift someone. mm-hmm. is something you can keep for yourself. Okay, to take a step back, to really like take a huge step back, I think the whole concept of what we wanted to create with quote unquote merch, like there's, when you think of merch, when anyone thinks of merch, it's usually like sweaters or, you know, clothing that you can wear. And I think what we wanted to do with Voice Hugs was when you hear the word voice hugs, like everything that that embodies, like what comes to mind, take a moment and just think for yourself what comes to mind. Okay, great. So that, right, we wanted to package that, wrap it in a gift and give to you, but not just for you to keep. You could keep it or you could gift it to someone else. And I think that's kind of like, we want to share in like the joy that is voice hugs, you yes. know?
Essentially, things that feel like a hug, because we want to give you guys hugs. And we want
a warm hug.
Warm hug. And we want you guys to give other people hugs.
Mm-hmm. And of course, they're not like physical hugs, but they're like embodiments of hugs. How much more should we give, or is this enough?
This whole thing is so vague. They're like, what are you talking about? If you'd like to find out sooner than later, we have a website that we've never really talked about before. I believe yeah. it's www.voicehugspodcast.com. And literally there's nothing on the website except for this one area where you can mm-hmm. put your email address there. We will send everyone who is on that mailing list a sneak peek preview when our mm-hmm. shop is ready.
And then another thing that we're going to try to do, this I think we can share a bit more openly, but just bear with us as we get it together, is I think when, like, with the medium of podcasting alone, you guys might be listening on Spotify, you might be listening on Apple, you might be listening on Overcast. Like, we have no idea where you guys are listening on. It's like very different from like Instagram or YouTube, where there's like a comment section right underneath. So you guys email us, you guys DM us, but it's all, I think, quite fragmented. So we're thinking of bringing the Voice Hugs community onto a platform where we'll be able to comment and like see each other's comments, and we can respond to your comments. So keep an eye out for that too. I think once that is up, hopefully we'll get it up like a bit before the launch. If you guys want to guess what the thing is, we'll send you a little free gift if you get it right when it launches. We'll just leave it as that.
How exciting.
So just keep an eye out.
What a great first episode to season 1.5.
Wow. I feel great.
Yeah, me too. I'm very, very excited. I'm very happy to be on this journey with you and to be here at your full circle moment as well. Yeah, sorry, a little mush, but I was thinking about how like our relationship is so special now that we have done Voice Hugs, because we have gone to know each other on like a different level, mm-hmm. you know, like if you go on vacation, you have to tell me because it impacts me. I'm like your boyfriend, you know, like if I am going through something, I have to tell you because mm-hmm. I'm like, it impacts our work. And mm-hmm. so this is just, it's been such a special relationship. It's been such a special project. It's been so cool to be able to grow a brand and reach people everywhere, and for mm-hmm. you guys to also reach out to us and you know, like check in on us the last few months. Thank you so much for being here. We are very, very happy and excited for what's to come, and excited for you to come along with us.
Yeah, I really do think we got a lot closer because we worked on this together.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
There's things we had to work through. I just don't think I've ever done that with a friend, or just to like talk through some of the more challenging things, or it's like if I'm doing something that's making you feel a certain type of way or vice versa, to be able to have those conversations, even though they may have been a little uncomfortable to bring up. But the fact that we talked about it, and the fact that we're still friends and we've only gotten stronger, and that we're still working together on this beautiful project, I think it's amazing. I also think it's a funny way that the universe is like, I know there are no other at that time, like 5 years ago, right? There's no other circumstances where you would stay in touch with a friend as much as you would unless you work with them. Because at that time, work mm-hmm. was the most important thing to me. Mm-hmm. So Crazy, eh?
Go us. Yay. It is really practicing what you preach. Like, we are preaching something on VoiceUps, and then we have to practice it with each other.
Mm-hmm. And huge, 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 huge shout out for every single one of you who, whether this is your first episode, whether you listen to episodes here and there, whether you listen to multiple episodes multiple times from the very first episode, we really appreciate you. And a helicopter's going by. We really appreciate you, and we love you, and we're here for you through all the seasons of your life, and we hope we can continue to grow together as we have, as we transition into season 1.5 and then season 2. And we really, really, really want to build this community and Voice Hugs with you, which is why we're very seriously going to get this community up ASAP. It will be a lot easier for us to hear from you on what you're thinking, on what you resonated with most, of what questions you may want to ask some of these guests that we are going to bring on, because I'm pretty sure most of you guys know who they are. So we're very excited.
Yay.
And we really love and appreciate you.
Yay. Sending everyone voice hugs wherever you are.
Voice hugs.
Voice hugs. Have a great day. Thank you. We love you.